Current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
Erwin McManus is an author, an entrepreneur, and he's a pastor at Mosaic Church in the Los Angeles area. He's spoken over 60 countries, over a million people over the years. Erwin, speaking so much, what did you have to do to get over the whole idea of stage fright when you started this?
Well, I don't think you ever struggled with stage fright, but you know what you do? You just remind yourself that what you're doing matters, that it's not about you. It's about helping the people who are there.
You wrote a book earlier this year called The Way of the Warrior. It's about an ancient path to inner peace. What have you learned about inner peace? Because a lot of times we just think about all the chaos around us. We don't even think about actually controlling things ourselves.
Yeah, I think one of the reasons I wrote this book is, I don't know about you, but sometimes I just feel really stressed out. I find myself feeling anxious, and I deal with people all the time. They're so successful. They seem to have everything together, but they're depressed. They're anxious. They're having panic attacks. Some of them are even medicated, and it gets even more serious than that. I just want people to know that the stuff that's going on inside of us, it's normal. Everyone's experiencing it, and there is a way through this. You don't have to be trapped in this. And so I wrote the book to help people get through the stuff that's going on inside of them without feeling like they're broken and they're irreparable.
So Erwin, a lot of times we become our own worst enemy. We're definitely our own worst critics. You know, there's all these voices that speak to us on the outside. And then there's our own voice on the inside that's just saying, you know what? You're not smart enough. You're not charismatic. You're not eccentric. Maybe you feel boring. To become a true warrior, to live out our faith and really make waves, it requires conquering those inner voices.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish there was just one voice, right? But there's like thousands of voices in our heads. And isn't it odd, like everyone who ever said something good about us, those voices kind of disappear. But it's everyone who's ever said something negative to us. You're not going to make it. You're not smart enough. You're not talented enough. You know, you're never going to succeed. Those voices, they're the ones that seem to stay with us throughout our lives. And we have to pay attention to what voices we're listening to, because the voices we listen to the most are who we become. It's who we believe we are. And that's why it's so important to pay attention to the voices that tell you, no, you can do this. Nothing can stop you. You know, you got this. And I know in my own life, I've had to go through the whole process of paying attention to the voices inside of me and not letting them influence me without my awareness.
Yeah, and it's so interesting, too, because you think about Jesus talking about blessed are the peacemakers. He even talks about meekness. And then we just kind of get it twisted sometimes between the pendulum of pride and the pendulum of humility. It's just like we get attacked on all those sides.
Yeah, I think it's sometimes because we're followers of Jesus, we say we're supposed to be humble, and we think that means we're not supposed to have confidence. And the reality is that arrogant people usually lack confidence, and that's why they're compensating with that arrogance. And, you know, when the Bible talks to us about humility, it's not talking about us being afraid. It's not talking about us lacking confidence. When we know we've been called, when we know we've been created to do something that matters, you can have such incredible confidence, and you can handle confidence with humility.
Yeah, what's the key? How have you learned that one the hard way?
Well, here's how you do it. Humility allows you to see the greatness in other people. Arrogance only allows you to see the greatness in yourself. And so if you're constantly demeaning other people and putting them down and making yourself feel bigger by making them feel smaller, then that's arrogance. But when you have humility, you see the value of other people. You affirm other people. You see their greatness, and you know you need people. Humility lets you be dependent on the gifts and talents of other people for your success as well.
We're talking to Erwin McManus today on SOS Radio, and he leads Mosaic Church over in Hollywood. I got to imagine you have some interesting people that walk through the doors of your church. You have Hollywood executives, you have movie producers and filmmakers, people that work in TV and music, and your church has even decided, you know what, we're going to put out records of our own and tell those stories.
You know, LA is the epicenter, I think, of human creativity, and the most talented creative people in the world come here, and Mosaic is right on Hollywood Boulevard, right in the middle of L.A. Of course, there's going to be a lot of creativity that comes out of this place, but a lot of it isn't just that we're in L.A. It's that we have a culture of creativity. We believe that every human being has talent, that every human being has something really unique to offer the world, and we just really encourage that and inspire that. So, yeah, it's amazing the kind of art that comes out of Mosaic. Some of the best writers come out of Mosaic. Some of the best music comes out of Mosaic. But not only that, we have people in the movie industry, in the film industry. And I love the fact that a lot of humanitarian projects that are impacting the whole world were people who used to go to Mosaic.
That's awesome. You just think about the stories of people. And so often in our culture, we're thinking about, okay, I want to share my faith with other people, but that's intimidating. I'm not trying to convince anybody of anything. I'm not trying to convert someone. At least that's not my heart, but I do want to tell them about the life-changing nature of what Jesus did, and we do that through our stories.
Absolutely, and I think that's why the beginning point to ever help a person come to faith is living a life other people admire. You know, if you say Jesus is going to change your life, but someone's looking at your life and going, I don't want my life changed to yours, you know, and that's why when you begin to live a life of courage, when you begin to live a life where you're filled with joy, when you enjoy life, you actually become more magnetic. The key to being a really strong witness of Jesus is to be fully alive, to get up every morning and live a life you love. And when you live a life you love, you'll be magnetic to people looking for a reason to live.
We're talking to Erwin McManus today at SOS Radio. Early when you started the church, you also were a designer. You were creating these amazing messenger bags and these leather bags and these cool notebooks and portfolios. It really was a heart of creativity that was driving this, right? It was about sharing your best, sharing your thoughts, and using business to actually fuel a lot of the ministry opportunities and the social justice programs that you wanted to invest in.
Well, I've always been an entrepreneur, and maybe one of the best things that ever happened to me was that the church couldn't afford to pay me. And you know, I think a lot of times when pastors are paid, it actually limits their creativity. And you know, we were starting in Hollywood. There was nobody who wanted to fund what we were doing. Our little community couldn't really afford to pay for a pastor. And so I had to always work. So I've always worked full-time outside of the church. And the church was always my passion, not my vocation. So I worked as a futurist. I had a consulting company with corporations, institutions, and universities. Yeah, I had three different fashion companies over the years. I had a film company, and that's how I made my living. And a lot of people go, well, what's a pastor doing in the business world? What's a pastor doing working as an artist? And I go, no, it's the other way around. I'm an artist who became a pastor. I'm a business person who became a pastor. I was more comfortable in that world, but stepped into the world of the church because I felt like we needed to bring the creativity and innovation and imagination that we had in the business world into the church, because after all, Jesus is the source of all that creativity and imagination.
It's so wild how we often try to be relevant and we just pursue chasing culture in our country so often. But you look back at the fire at Notre Dame Cathedral and you see all the art and the architecture and the strategy that went into the creativity behind that beautiful cathedral hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years ago. It was like back then the church was actually getting in front of culture and setting culture. And right now we focus so much on chasing culture. It's like we're already seven steps behind when we're chasing something.
Yeah, whenever a church is trying to become relevant, it means that you are in the past and you're trying to catch up with the culture. And if you're creating culture, then you're actually pulling the world to want to become more like you rather than you chasing the world trying to become more like them.
So what do you think Christ followers can do to help set culture and get in front of culture and make an impact?
I think one thing is we got to stop being afraid of being in the real world. I mean, this isn't going to sound like rocket science. I think pastors and leaders need to have broader interests. You need to like sports and business, and you need to pay attention to science and biology. And because sometimes it feels like Christians only know how to talk about God. And if you're disconnected from the world around you, you're going to be irrelevant to the world around you. Some of what I just try to tell people to do is like live real life, pay attention to everything going on around you, and make friends with people who don't believe in God. So many of my friends are atheists or agnostics. So many of my friends are Jewish. We had probably 150 Muslims in our home for an event recently. My wife has connected to the Islamic community and has been befriending them. And we've been bringing in refugees and helping them from Syria and the Middle East. And you become more relevant when you actually have friends in the world you're trying to reach. Because if you don't have friends in that world, you won't even understand that world. But the moment you love people there, you become instantly more relevant to everyone.
We're talking to best-selling author Erwin McManus today on SOS Radio. When we read through the Bible, we hear these stories of warriors, people like David and Solomon and Elijah. I mean, even Moses and Abraham had that warrior spirit. It's like we think about warriors and we think, oh, I'm not like that. I sell insurance, or I work at a grocery store, or I talk on the radio. But in your latest book, you talk about outlining codes of a warrior, really owning the spirit behind that.
Yeah, I've always believed that there's a hero within every person waiting to be awakened. It doesn't matter what your career, your occupation, it doesn't matter where you are in your life right now. I know that you can live a heroic life. You know, my wife, Kim, she has a master's degree in theology. She has a teaching degree, K through ninth grade. For years, she was a third grade teacher. And to me, she was living such a heroic life, creating a space for those kids where their imaginations were expanded, where their souls were deepened, where they found value in their existence because someone was investing in them. And my wife was an orphan. She was abandoned when she was 8 years old in a government project, left starving until the social services found her. And she lived in a foster home from the age of 8 to 18. So it doesn't surprise me that my wife becomes a third grade teacher because it was in third grade where she was abandoned. And she lives this heroic life. And now, all these years later, she's in Malawi, she's in Bangladesh, she's in Thailand and Haiti, and she goes to all these really troubled spaces in the world, helping young women find freedom, whether it's from the sex trade or helping them with getting an education or creating skills for a new career, moving the children of prostitutes out of the brothels into homes that can actually give them a different kind of future. This is the heroic, this is the hero inside of Kim. But, you know, for so many years, she was at home with our kids and struggled going, wait a minute, you know, where's my destiny? Where's my calling? How do I fulfill that? And a huge part of that is realizing we all have phases in our life, but we can always choose to live a life that's heroic. And she has never, ever lived a life that was unheroic, that was not the life of a warrior. And I see her fighting every day. So what I'd say to everyone is find an area in your life where you can make a difference, even if it's a small difference. Every time you make a decision fueled by love, you are living out the way of the warrior. Because when you choose a life of love, that is the most courageous life you can ever live.
We're talking to Erwin McManus today on SOS Radio. And I love what you said in your book, The Way of the Warrior, that you can't fix things unless you really understand what's motivating your anger and your fear and your sense of despair. It's all about self-awareness, huh?
It is. You know, I think that when we were more communal, we had more self-awareness, but we live in a really disconnected world. And, you know, I mean, I never knew my real father. My grandparents were primary people in my life early. And then my mom, when she remarried, and you were always moving around. So we don't have any relatives and family around us really. And we don't have any friends who stay with us for a lifetime. And because of that, you don't develop the same level of self-awareness because you don't have these people in your life who are helping you understand who you are. That's why community is so important. And that's why with everything else we do, we're so committed to Mosaic, to our church here in LA, because we understand that self-awareness develops best in the context of community when people love you and help you see yourself in the way that you interact and engage with other people.
We're talking with Erwin McManus today at SOS Radio. And if you want to dig even deeper into that concept, his new book, it's called The Way of the Warrior, An Ancient Path to Inner Peace. Thanks for checking in with us today and sharing, Erwin.
Thank you so much. It's been fun being with you.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
Tell a friend and connect.
SOSradio.net.